Congratulations on finishing your course. That was some hard work. Now what do I do with it? Is there anyone that will house my course and help me sell it? What if I can get an entire team to help me sell my course that I worked so hard on? Have I got a discovery for you? The Great Discovery not only has a place for your course, but a network of affiliates that are eager to sell your hard-earned course creation. Want to make a little more money so you can build your course or invest in yourself? Opportunities for all this and more await you at The Great Discovery, or go to tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information. Once again, that's tuepodcast.net/discovery for more information about how to join The Great Discovery now. Salutations, Scuba Believer. Do you have a dream of becoming an entrepreneur, but don't know where to start or even what to do? Where can I gather information quickly about what's in my zone of genius? Don't worry, Scuba Believers. I got you covered. Go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt and check out an amazing set of AI prompts that will give you ideas, information, and articles to help you get across that start line. Once again, go to tuepodcast.net/AI prompt to get you started now. Good luck, Scuba Believer.
Just keep going, keep pushing through.
Know your target market and the people you want to serve.
Just keep going.
You have to schedule it.
Focus on what you're doing.
Always respond to criticism with professionalism.
Focus more on building yourself.
Don't ever give up.
Finish it yourself.
Welcome, Scuba Believers and new entrepreneurs, to Undiscovered Advice. We will be listening to five entrepreneurs with amazing advice just for you. Let's see what they have to say.
Hi, my name is Senna. I'm the CEO of Monster Dose Media. I'm also the creator behind the account Senna the Monster on any social platform. And one piece of advice I give to new entrepreneurs is to figure out who your audience is. The best way to do this is to go out there and figure out who is resonating with you the most. If you don't have any product out so far, if you do, get as much feedback as you can and alter it based on the feedback that you're getting from the customers who want it. Knowing who they are, what is their gender, what is their age, what is their income level, what is their education, knowing all of these things and how they think, what do they listen to, what do they want in their lives, what are their goals, what are their problems, these are going to be the very high ticket items in your mind that's going to allow you to position yourself in front of the right audience, in front of the right people who will buy your stuff. Okay, that's the biggest advice I have for you. Go all in on figuring out who they are and serving them, because that's what's going to make you the most money. All right, go after it and kill it.
Hi there, it's Lynn Power from Masami Hair Care. So I've got a piece of advice for new entrepreneurs, and it's just make sure that what you are building is something that people actually want. I can't tell you how many entrepreneurs I've run into who created products or services that they are completely in love with, and so are like 10 other people. It's just not scalable. You can figure this out pretty quickly by doing surveys, talking to your friends, your family, and being like honest about it and really listening when people give you feedback. But if your product just isn't going to scale, then you're going to spend a lot of time kind of going nowhere. So make sure you've got a market.
Hello, hello, and welcome. My name is Alyssa, and I'm the owner of Sarita Mobile Massage and Thyroid Support in Southern Arizona. And I've been working on a project called the MASAW Project, or the MASAW Collective. MASAW is an acronym meaning Massage Awakenings in Sarita for Southern Arizona Alternative Healing. And for my advice for new entrepreneurs would be to begin with the end in mind. really focus on the end vision. And where I began for myself is back in high school, I had this vision of a complete and holistic wellness center. I didn't know how I was going to create it. I didn't know how exactly I was going to do it. I just knew I wanted to incorporate massage, hypnotherapy, and guided spiritual meditation, nutritional healing components, and exercise and body work, and a variety of different energy and holistic healing modalities. And it all began with a senior exit project in high school where I was envisioning what it was that I wanted to do for the rest of my life after high school. And I began with just, you know, running a business. And I always wrote a story in how it is that I envisioned myself to be when I made this possible, or whenever I made this possible, what it would look like, what it would feel like. And I put myself there in my imagination to help create the path that I am on now with this massage project, this massage collective that we are putting together. And the more you work towards that vision that you begin with, that you can see the vision, the purpose of transforming and healing lives around us, not just our own, but for those who are around us, for our families, healing and uplifting the world generation after generation. And that is the vision for me anyway. And that's what I mean by begin with the end in mind. What is the end vision? In neuro-linguistic programming, they will use almost kind of like an end of life experience or meditation, hypnotherapy, something that I remembered experiencing back when I was getting my own hypnotherapy certification. And they would say, just, you know, throw yourself mentally in time, forward, 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 very much to the end of your life, to when you're laying in your bed and you're ready to die, and then you die. And then you see the light at the end of the tunnel as you are heading home. And what is it then that is what gets you to that point? That you're at peace with yourself, at peace with your life. What drives our life now? And that is, you know, utilizing the language of love. What is our purpose in all things? It's like, we're not going to be able to carry any of our physical belongings with us. It's like, it's more so about the impact that we make in the world around us. Getting to the true heart and the root cause of being a human and helping to support and uplift one another, being the example that we wish to see in the world. As we are uplifted and supported, we reach out to others and uplift and support them. And together we all rise. And that, I believe, is the true calling of entrepreneurship. And it's just a reminder to remember that it's not about the life we're able to provide for ourselves and our family. Yes, truly. But it's about the healing and the connection that we have with spirit and truth and sharing that with others so that we can all heal and experience a wonderful life here on earth as we do in heaven. So I believe that's a huge reminder for everybody who's going to be listening to this message. And thank you, thank you, thank you again so much, DJ Scoob, host of Undiscovered Entrepreneur Podcast. Thank you for throwing this speak pipe out here for the BLN Networking Private Messenger Group. So I figured I would take the opportunity to jump on here, share a little thought, and send you on my way. So thank you, thank you, thank you again for allowing me to share this message with you and sending all the love and prayers your way. Love and light. Bye-bye.
Hi, Undiscovered Entrepreneur. My name is Georgia Vanderville, and I'm with Shorty's Candle Company. And one of the lessons that I've learned along the way is that I always thought that I would know what to do in any situation. A situation would show up, and I just obviously innately know how to handle each situation. But over the years, I learned that I'd mung it up a lot of times. I just thought I was right. And not that other people were wrong, but that what I was doing was the only way. That I wasn't getting the results I wanted. And after many years, I discovered that if I had an idea, I would need to actually research and dive into that idea. And it was anything from being on different platforms to things that seem like they would be easy, like forgiveness. But what I needed to do was dive in and learn about the idea. And then when the opportunity arose to use that idea, to utilize that new skill I just learned, then it was easy. So education is probably the very best piece of advice that I could give. Continue your education in all areas. And I don't mean just in math and English and history. You don't necessarily have to go back to school, but continue learning. Learn about yourself. Learn about different ideas and concepts that you're hearing being talked about. And dive in and grow yourself so you're ready when your opportunities show up. Have a great day.
So I've got 5 minutes to tell you what can help you in your business from an entrepreneur that's been in it for, well, since 2007. My name is Jesse Lewis. I perform stage hypnosis shows across, well, all of Canada pretty much. And after working with about 1,000 clients since 2007, the biggest advice that I can give any business owner is to have a customer list if you can. What do I mean by this? I mean, the very second you open for business, if you're a service business specifically, you need to have that list and be making contact with your previous customers on a consistent basis. For the first 10 years of my business, I didn't do this, and I was always struggling to find new customers, new customers, new customers, new customers. Struggle, struggle, struggle. And at year 10, I started doing a simple postcard. Every Christmas, I would send a postcard out. Every time I did that, I would book shows. Then I got to thinking, well, maybe I should have like a quarterly postcard that I send out, just updating my clients, updating my customers. And now I do that. I send out that quarterly postcard. And just having those people's contact information, them getting a simple postcard, has led to thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in repeat bookings for me. So imagine you're a plumber and you're sending out a postcard 4 times a year. What's that going to cost you? Well, if you're working with thousands and thousands of people, it's going to cost you a couple $1,000. But on a one-to-one basis, it's probably going to cost you like $8 per customer total. Wrap that into your marketing budget. And you should have a marketing budget. Maybe you're a fellow entertainer like me and, oh, that $8 is too much. Raise your rate by $16 and cover yourself for 2 years and find out what happens. We all get so caught up in the thought process of we need new leads coming in. We need new leads coming in. And the truth is if we serviced our previous customers in a way where we're actually building a relationship with them, where we're talking to them on a consistent basis about what their needs are, what they need to do in their life to achieve bigger and better things, get those reviews in, and really just operate better, more personalized businesses, we can do a lot more than we think we can, and we can have a lot more business than we think we can. Always have that list. If you're in the service business, no matter what, no matter what type of service business you're in, whether you're a plumber or you're a car dealership or whatever you are, You're not trying to build a one-time transaction. You're trying to build a lifetime ROI with that customer. And as an entertainer, I know some of my customers have been with me since 2007. And they're sitting in the thousands and thousands of dollars. Some of them are sitting at $30,000 that they've spent with me over the course of that time period. Just build your list. If you don't have one, start today. Pretty simple. If you don't want to send a postcard, do it for free. Get a basic CRM, Fluent CRM, and a WordPress site, and put them in an email autoresponder. It's not that hard to keep in contact. If you want to learn more about me, I have a website, SuperiorSuccessSecrets.com, for all of your hypnotherapy needs. And if you're looking for a stage hypnotist, HypnotistJesseLewis.com. I'll be glad to help you out. Thanks for listening.
I would like to thank all entrepreneurs that took the time out to help new entrepreneurs get across that start line with their amazing advice. If you'd like to contact any of these amazing people, check out their information in the show notes. Are you an entrepreneur with amazing advice and want to be featured on Undiscovered Advice? Go to tuepodcast.net/advice and leave your advice in an easy recording. Undiscovered Advice is a product of Undiscovered Legacy LLC and a proud member of Blind Knowledge and Pod Nation Podcast Networks. For more information, go to uepodcast.net. Thank you, school believers. As a worker of two full-time jobs and a podcast and a coach, every minute counts in my day-to-day. It's hard to be consistent in any of my social medias, and at this point, I just can't hire a social media manager. It's just too gosh darn expensive. Pinnacle AI to the rescue! I've been using Pinnacle AI for a couple of weeks now and seen big improvements in my reach and consistency. Do you want to have time and increase your productivity too? Go to tuepodcast.net/AI for more information. Save yourself time and grow your brand. Try it now and see what it can do for you. Do you find yourself faltering when speaking in public? You definitely know what you're talking about, but you just can't seem to get over the horrific fear, and imagining people in their underwear is just not working. Whether you're gearing up for a big presentation or just looking to improve your daily communications, Leslie Fiorenzo is your go-to resource for mastering self-promotion, facing your audience fearlessly, and communicating with authority. Don't miss out on your opportunity to elevate your game. Contact Leslie Fiorenzo now or go to tuepodcast.net/speak to step into the spotlight with confidence. Your adventure in public speaking mastery starts here and now. Don't wait to get your voice heard. Book your free consultation at tuepodcast.net/speak to start your adventure in speaking excellence today.